Welcome to your yoga holiday. This is Christine and I'll be your guide. In this first beginner's yoga holiday, we're going to be exploring the four principles of putting the holiday back in your spirit. Heart opening, hip mobilization, digestion, and restoration. Roll out your yoga mat and have a block or two or three handy, depending upon your preferred seated position. I'm going to suggest that we start in Virasana or sitting on your heels. Review basic seated posture instructions on the guided practice page. With your toes pointed back and perhaps a block under your sitting bones or sitting fully down on your heels. Breathing in, know you're breathing in. And breathing out, feel what it feels like to let go. You've found a place where you have sensation that you can remain with for 1 minute. And for this minute, notice how the body moves to accept the breath as you inhale. And notice the sensations of letting go. As you have sensations, perhaps in the lower body, perhaps in the upper, bring them fully into awareness where you can remain present with them instead of in spite of them. Focus on the exhale and find places where you can release effort. Notice the great power of your own attention to transform your experience. And with your next exhale, walk your fingers forward, lift the hips, and come to a tabletop position on all fours on the floor. You can put a blanket under your knees if you prefer. And we'll start with a simple cat-dog pose. Inhale, tailbone up, belly down, chest down, head up. Pull the heart forward and then exhale, tailbone down, belly up, chest up, and head down. Press the earth away. For the next two breaths, inhale into dog tilt with the tail and head up to the ceiling. And then exhale, lifting the belly as much as you can. Press the earth away. And feel the full range of motion in your shoulders and your hips warming up the spine. We're going to add some forward and backward motion. If you would like to review this, you can look at the sacral pump on the guided audio practice page. Inhale into dog tilt. And draw the hips back as you look up. And then exhale once the hips are back. Draw the tail down, lift the belly, and then press the shoulders forward until you're in knee plank. Inhale, dog tilt, and draw the hips back as you look up. Once the hips are as far back as you're comfortable, exhale into cat back. Look back toward the navel and draw the shoulders forward to knee plank. Three more times in the rhythm of your own breath, inhaling into dog tilt, drawing the hips back, moving from that space in front of the sacrum. And as you exhale, lifting up into cat back, and then allowing the shoulders to come forward over the wrists. Bringing life and vitality to the spine in the major joints of the body. Modify as you need to connect to your inner sensation. In the next time that your hips are back, turn the toes under, and then walk the hands back, lowering the hips until you end up in a low squatting position, Malasana preparation. Now, you can use this pose with your low back against the wall, which is useful if you're going to take it for an extended period of time in rest, or if you are having sensations in your knees that you want to mitigate. Wherever you are, it's not important whether your heels come to the ground. What is important is that you begin by lifting the pelvic floor. This is where the internal integrity of this pose comes from. Bring the elbows to the insides of the knees. Press the elbows apart and then press the knees in isometrically around the elbows, the opposing forces that we're joining in the body. Bring the hands together and the thumbs to the sternum. Draw the sternum forward to the thumbs. Feel the ribcage lift. Beautiful. Now we're going to come up to up hands, but we're going to do it through a gentle forward fold. So place your fingertips on the floor. Allow the head to hang completely. And as you exhale, extend the knees, lifting the hips with the head still down. Extend the knees only as far as you can keep the belly in full contact with the thighs, protecting the low back. Shake the head no and yes. And then on your next exhale, lower the hips a little bit. Lift the belly and inhale. Open the arms as far out to the side as you can. Reach up, lift up. Reach the arms overhead. Extend the legs, coming to upward facing hands. Next exhale, draw the shoulders under the heart. Inhale, lift the sternum. Exhale, press into the feet. Inhale, lift the chin a little or a lot, depending upon how it feels in your body today. And exhale, draw the arm bones into the shoulders. With each inhale, imagine that an ember in the center of your chest glows more and more warmly, and that light shines out from your ribs, and that your ribs are more like fingers than a cage, guiding and shining the light and sheltering that flame. On an exhale, sweep the arms down and back. Interlace the fingers behind the back. Begin by pressing the thumb knuckles into the low back and drawing the elbows back. Notice how that brings the heads of the arm bones into the back plane of the body. Exhale and extend the knuckles down to the ground. Lift the top of the sternum, and if it feels good, lift the chin. Beautiful. Exhale and release the hands. Find mountain at the top of your mat. Feel the feet in contact with the ground, the strength of the legs, the pelvic floor lifting up and toward the heart, and the shoulders melting toward the floor. On an exhale, step back with the right foot. Now we're going to stay up on the toes of the right foot and keep the right leg quite active as we bend the left knee, knees over the ankle, over the little toe side of the foot. Hips are square to the short edge of the mat. This is a modified Virasana. Exhale, allow the hips to sink. Draw the pelvic floor up and toward the heart, and on an inhale, lift the arms up by the ears, either in I give up or reaching directly out of the shoulders with the arm bones integrated into the back. Now, feel the strength of your hips, of all the muscles of your thighs. And know that in strength, by moving with the breath, you can build flexibility. And from this foundation, you can connect to and from your inner truth. One more breath here. And on the exhale, step the right foot forward, lower the arms down to the side, allow them to float, and find yourself in mountain. Inhale, lift the heart, and exhale, step back with the left foot, heel over the toes, square the hips to the front edge of the mat, the right knee is bent, knees over the ankle, over the little toe side of the foot. Exhale, firm the leg muscles, particularly of the left leg, closer to the bone. Inhale, feel the rib cage lift evenly up and away from the pelvis, and let the arms float up and towards the sky, either in I give up or fully extended, depending upon how your shoulders feel today. Exhale, feel the lower body sink toward the ground. And inhale, feel the heart lift. Feel how from a strong foundation you can interact with the world more flexibly. deciding how to share your light. One more breath here. And as you exhale, step forward to mountain. Inhale, lift the arms up and overhead. Lift the heart, melt the outer body down to the ground. Exhale, bend the knees, lift the belly, and lower the heart forward and over, releasing the head, releasing the hands down to the floor. Place the hands on either side of the feet. Bend the knees as much as you need to in order to do this. And then step back with your right leg. Lower the knee to the ground. You want a sufficient amount of distance between the right knee and the left foot that you feel some form of stretch across the right front of the thigh. Now, with your right hand still on the ground, turn so that your belly faces your left inner thigh. Turn gently, finding your edge. And then inhale and lift the left hand. If you'd like, you can rotate the head and look up to the sky, gazing at the thumb, or you can simply gaze straight forward, keep your neck in a neutral alignment. Beautiful. As we digest, we release the energy of all that we take in. And as we release that energy, it can be integrated in all that we have to give. On your next exhale, face down, reach down, press into both hands, and then step the left foot back, lowering the knee next to the right knee so that you're in a tabletop or a little more extended position. And then on your next exhale, step the right foot forward so that you're in a low lunge. Right foot forward, left knee on the ground. Left hand stays on the ground. Turn your low belly so that your low belly is facing the right inner thigh. And inhale, lift the right arm. Feel compression together with opening through the entire torso. Feel the ribs mobile. Opening to let the light out and then falling together to shelter. Exhale, look down, reach down, and then bring both knees together behind you, heels together, toes pointed back, and shift the hips back so that you end up in child's pose. Child's pose is with your hips over your heels, your arms, in this case, reaching gently forward, and your forehead resting on the ground or on a blanket or on a block. And as you breathe, feel the front of the body expand. And when the front of the body meets the surface beneath it, your knees, the floor, a blanket, feel that. Press the breath into the back of the body, lifting and massaging the back from the inside out. We so often forget to sense into the back of the body. On your exhale, turn over, reclining on your back, looking at the ceiling, bend the knees and bring the heels close to the hips. Feel the natural curve of your neck, press into the backs of the arms and engage the core. Lift the hips, bridge pose. If you'd like, join the hands together behind the back. Roll onto the outsides of the upper arms, draw the sternum to the chin and not the other way around. One more breath here. And then as you exhale, unroll the hands, unroll the shoulders and set the spine down. Slowly reaching the tailbone toward the heels. Hug the knees in and rock from side to side. Extend the legs along the ground. Allow the toes to fall out to the side. Allow the palms to turn up by the hips. And completely release all effort. We'll be here for a minute and a half. Stay longer if you'd like. Completely releasing all effort. Allow the mouth to fall open and the breath to move freely. Release all muscular effort. Allow the eyes to fall away from the world and release all effort of being. Allow the sound of my voice to fall away at any time, if you'd like. You can imagine that your body has become a puddle in the middle of a meadow where no one else has ever been. Sinking molecule by molecule in the surface beneath you. Until you're no longer sure where your back ends and the earth begins. Notice the deep abiding blue of the sky reflected in the water. And the brilliant light of the sun warming the water. Reflected in the surface and the depth. When you're ready to rise, begin by feeling your back on the mat and your clothes on your body, your breath in your nostrils, listening for your heart, smiling with the back of your mouth and moving your eyes. Gently move your head. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your elbows and knees and roll to your right side. Decide what you'd like to take from your practice into the rest of your day and gently press up to sitting, allowing your head to be the last thing to rise. Feel your sitting bones press down and your heart lift up. Inhale, reach your arms up and overhead. And as we chant Om once to close practice, draw your hands together and your thumbs down in front of the sternum. Namaste. Happy Yoga Day.